Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, HPXWellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to HPXWellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
Sometimes though, you go, what is it that I'm really after now? Because it changes, you know? Sometimes the kids leave the house, you're like, what am I after now? Sometimes you have the kids, you're like, what am I after now? Sometimes the new business starts, a new idea, a new venture. You heard a lot about opportunities here, about how to grow and develop and start new things. And you have that rattling inside. And I was like, what is it that high performers so often want after, you know, they've got good, or after the comfortable life, or they've learned the philosophies of the charged life? Like, what is that next thing that we can all aim for to really experience the overall high performance experience? And I've been working on this for literally about a year and a half, trying to beat this thing up in my own mind. I tested out with some clients and friends. I'm like, what do you feel about this? So we're gonna draw something out together. So make sure you have your journals. And what I'm gonna draw out is a simple diagram that I think explains a lot about what we all kind of are after for the next level. Right? Because who's ready for the next level? Say, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah. And you got to go there, but it's on you. So turn the person left, right, shake them, say, it's on you. So we talked a lot about yesterday what I think lives in our heart and our soul. And I shared with you, as I said, sometimes what's planned for you is bigger than you know now. Sometimes what's planned for you is bigger than you know now. And while we've been working on things that we might know and we might really care about, and at different stages of our life, we have different missions. And you've been here, you've been thinking about one type of mission while you've been here, maybe that one dream, that one goal, those series of goals or projects. It's in your heart and you feel it, and almost most of our life kind of rotates around some types of missions that we ascribe to, something that we believe in, something that we really want to do, that goal, that dream. And the mission can change for people throughout their life, just like a purpose can, because it's a good way to think about what we're aiming for, our purpose. And most of us want to feel each day when we wake up, we have that sense of mission. Like, okay, I'm contributing. I know what I'm contributing. I know what I'm doing today. I know what I'm going to make happen today. I know what I'm going to allow in today. I know my free time. I know my fun time. I know my family time. I know what I'm going to get done. And we want that sense of mission in our heart. We want to feel it each day. So the motivation is a problem, because when you're tapped into mission, motivation ain't a problem anymore. And sometimes though, you got to find like what that is. You got to be in experiences, what that gives you. You have to be in places. How many found a higher level of mission, calling, sense, or goal being here at HPA, ladies and gentlemen? And so you've got to find like, what's going to drive you? What are you excited about? But it's not always easy to find. Sometimes you need to work with somebody one-on-one, a coach. You need somebody in your family, your friends to talk you through like this stage of your life. You need some kind of experience, whether you come to Transformation Week with us or you do something where you just kind of think like, what is it about me now that will drive me? Sometimes your mission is at certain parts of your life, you're like, oh, I'm all about legacy now. Sometimes your mission at another part of your life, I'm all about money now. Sometimes it just changes. It just changes. I don't know yours, but you need to know yours. I also think what people want the next level of is They tend to want this next level up here of lifestyle. You know, lifestyle, you know, God, it's different now. You type in lifestyle goals on Instagram or something like that. It's like, you know, yachts and fancy clothes and champagne bottles, which are fun. Nothing against all that. But what happens is, like, what we really want is that different level of lifestyle where the day is a little better, where the things we interact with are a little better, where we feel we're at a higher level, where there's a lifestyle where, like, wow, this is what must feel like to be rich or famous or fully on purpose or in my soul or connected or present or on high, like whatever it is feel for you. But we want that lifestyle where it's not something you get motivated once in a while. It's not that lifestyle. It's like up and down, up and down, and up and down. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lifestyle where it really is in you. That's why I keep calling it like the high performance experience. There's a high performance lifestyle, you know? I'd love for you to experience another level of lifestyle. Not motivation on a Monday when you see that YouTube video. Not when you just, you know, watch me or Dean or Trent or Lewis or Jen or Ra on Instagram and you get excited. But like every day, you're just like in this high performance lifestyle where you feel it. You get up, you're doing the things that you're supposed to do to be your best. You know when you're out in the world with people, you are doing the best of you and it's there all the time. Who's in that game with me, ladies and gentlemen? Like that kind of thing. Everyone wants the next level of lifestyle. And you gotta find what that means for you and get the tools, the resources, the conditioning, the coaches, whatever it is for you. Because one thing, again, I honored Lewis for it. He identified what he'd worked through and he found systematic ways to get better. I think the next level from that is you really architecting a new life for yourself. The life you know you were meant to live.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Now, the other thing I recognize people want, and this is gonna be sensitive, right? It's gonna be sensitive for some people, and this might not be your thing. I understand that not everyone wants these things equally, but I really do believe that people want something down here called financial abundance. But here's the deal. Everyone knows that. And I think there's a specific thing that we actually want. And my belief about this could be wrong or right for you on Sunday, and lots of people don't like talking about money, but I really feel like if you don't make the money, you can't sustain the message. If you don't make the money, you can't make the lifestyle. If you don't make the money, you can't serve the mission deeper. Like some part of you knows that like with more resources, you can serve better, you can live better, you can experience something better. So it's okay to want money. It's okay. Like, as I made more money, I could give out better tools. I could get better lights. I could make the sound better. I could bring in my friends and fly them places. I could take care of my family. I could buy my mom a house. Like, I believe that you wanting this is okay, but I actually believe that what most people don't understand that they really want, they want automated, okay? Another way of saying they want recurring revenue. That is happening, and they don't have to worry if they're awesome on Monday, that they have set up kind of systems or automations or teams in ways this is handling itself so that you can focus even more on these types of things. How many follow? It's just a different approach. And I honestly think too many of you in the room haven't thought strategically or systematically about doing this for your life. And I'm saying that with respect because that was me. I mean, when I had struggled financially, I was even embarrassed to talk about money because I didn't have any. And then when I started making some and I was in the comfortable life, which most of you guys were in, I was like, I had enough. And now, because I didn't have a lot, now when I started getting just enough to be comfortable, I kind of hoarded it. And for a series of years, I kind of plateaued. And I didn't like invest for the next level. I didn't, you know, like there's financial comfort. And then there's the investment required to have financial abundance. How many understand? It's like you, whether that is investing in your team, that is investing in a new process, a new tool, a new system, something. When you do that, does it change your life? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, so you have to just know, just be cautious of like what happens is we just get comfortable, we just want to hoard, and we don't think always, especially when we're really comfortable, we don't think enough about that next level of investment it takes to get the next level. And I failed with that. I didn't think about hiring the next level of coach. I didn't think about going to magical experiences. I didn't think about like arranging trips. I didn't think about investing in courses, investing in all the things we talk about here as part of the high performance lifestyle. I had about 6-7 years I didn't do that. And it was like this. And then I was like, you know what? I have to start thinking more abundantly. I have to start not just believing in myself more, but investing in myself more. And that's why I honor everyone in this room, because you made the choice to invest in yourself. And how many of you are damn thankful that you did it? Because you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So follow that. If something opened up for you here, stay in that. Something said there's a better abundant world for me. Stay in that. What everybody wants is this. They want more feeling and depth in life. They want to like feel their soul and their spirit and their body again, right? They want to feel the day. Everyone say, even just see how good the phrase feels to say. Everyone say, feel the day.
Feel the day.
Put your hands on your heart and say, I want
to feel the day again.
How many of you felt the days, day 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HPA, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, I felt you. Look at me. I'm this fired up after 4 days of not sitting down in suit shoes. I'm this annoying right now because of the energy and the joy that you've got and you've given me. So I celebrate all of you guys. You bring feeling into my life. And I hope I brought some into you over the last 4 days too, my friends. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, there is a greater feeling. There is a greater depth. And at the top of this circle, if we could name what is going around here, you know what we all want? We want a greater sense and to be proud of our character. When people talk about legacy, what they usually mean is this one plus that one. Character, who I was in life. I want to be proud of who I was in life. I want to like the person I became. I want my kids to look up to me. I want the people in my industry to go, yeah, that person was a good person. They followed their values. They had integrity. They lived in full. You know, that's the stuff. The people that you admire, whether it was your family or other leaders, you admired them because they're characters. Is true? Something about them. Something about them. And I think this is what we're all after.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I'd really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area?
If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.